Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Sechah Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission in the Perek states that one is only liable for carrying if one carried in a normal manner. Including the list of normal forms of carrying is carrying on one's shoulders, for that is how B'nai Kahas carried the Kelim of the Mishkan. Rabbi Elazar learns from the carrying of B'nai Kahas, who carried the Kelim at a height of more than 10 tefachim from the ground, that if one transfers a load from one Rosh Hashanah to another by hand and keeps it in the air more than 10 tefachim above the ground, that he is liable. Now Rashi explains that even though 10 tefachim above Rosh Hashanah Rabim is considered a makom patur, and if we want to throw an object in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it got stuck on a side of the wall 10 tefachim above the ground, he'd be exempt. In this case, he's liable because this is the way B'nai Kahas transported the Kelim. Point number two, the following mission states that if one intended to take an object out in front of him, but in mid-transfer, it slipped behind him, he's exempt. However, if he intended to take the object out behind him and it slipped in front of him, he is liable. Rashi explains that in the first case, when the person carried the object out in front of him, his intent was a good shmira. He wanted to guard it well. Since it slipped behind him, it was guarded poorly. Since his initial makshava, his initial thought was not fulfilled, Rashi says it's a case of misaseh. In the second case, where the person carried the object behind him, he only intended a minimal shmira, a minimal guarding. When it slipped in front, it resulted in even a better shmira, a better guarding, making him liable since he was pleased with the result. And point number three, the following mishnah introduces a machlokas hanayim in a case where two people carry out an object that neither individual could carry alone. The Tanna Kamma holds that they are both liable. Rabbi Shimon says they're both exempt. The Gemara brings a brisa that states that if one person was capable of carrying the object alone and the other was not capable, then everyone will agree that he is liable. The Gemara on the next daf will clarify which one of them is liable. So once again, the 3 points are, point number one, the next mission of the Perek states that one is only liable for carrying if one carried in a normal manner, including the list of normal forms of carrying, is carrying on one's shoulders, for that is how B'nai Kahas carried the Kelim of the Mishkan. Rabbi Elazar learns from the carrying of B'nai Kahas, who carried the Kelim at a height of more than 10 tefachim from the ground, that if one transfers a load from one Rosh Hashanah to another by hand and keeps it in the air more than 10 tefachim above the ground, that he is liable. And Rashi explains that even though 10 tefachim above a Rosh Hashanah Rabim is considered a makom patur, and if one were to throw an object in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it got stuck on a side of the wall 10 tefachim above the ground, he'd be exempt. In this case, he's liable because this is the way B'nai Kahas transported the Kelim. Point number two, the following mission states that if one intended to take an object out in front of him, but in mid-transfer it slipped behind him, he is exempt. However, if he intended to take the object out behind him and it slipped in front of him, he is liable. Rava explains that in the first case, when the person carried the object out in front of him, his intent was a good shmira. He wanted to guard it well. Since it slipped behind him, it was guarded poorly. Since his initial makshava, his initial thought was not fulfilled, Rashi says it's a case of misaseh. In the second case, where the person carried the object behind him, he only intended a minimal shmira, a minimal guarding. When it slipped in front, it resulted in even a better shmira, making him liable since he was pleased with the result. And point number three, the following mission introduces machlokas hanayim in a case where two people carry out an object that neither individual could carry alone. The Tanna Kamma holds that they're both liable, and Rabbi Shimon says they're both exempt. The Gemara brings up brisa that states that one person was capable of carrying the object alone and the other one was not capable, then everyone will agree that he is liable. The Gemara on the next daf will clarify which one is liable. All right, so now we go to our Sim for Tzadik Beis, and in this case, we had a lot of animals suggested for Tzadik Beis. We had turtles, toads, lizards. We had Evan Landau in Boca Raton suggesting a saber-toothed tiger. We had bats, because that's Tzadik Beis backwards. And we had Tzvi, a deer. We also had Tzava, army, Shul Tzibur, Sab, the brand car. And back to animals, we had zebra. But I'm going to go with turtles in this case, Sav being a turtle in Hebrew, so I'm going to go with turtles, but thank you everybody for your suggestions. So here goes. The victorious turtle held his trophy high above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and guarded his winnings in front of him, while the rabbit carried a massive carrot home together with his friend. Once again, in slow motion. The victorious turtle, that means we're on Dov, Tzadik Beis. The victorious turtle held his trophy high above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which reminds us, the next mission in the Perek states that one is only liable for carrying if one carried in a normal manner. Included in the list of normal forms of carrying is carrying on one's shoulders, for that is how B'nai Kahas carried the Kelim of the Mishkan. Rabbi Elazar learns from the carrying of B'nai Kahas, who carried the Kelim at a height of more than 10 tefachim from the ground, that if one transfers a load from one Rosh Hashanah to another by hand and keeps it in the air more than 10 tefachim above the ground, that he is liable. Rashi explains that even though ten tefachim above Rishus Rabbim is considered makom patur, and if we wanted to throw an object in Rishus Rabbim and it got stuck on the side of the wall, ten tefachim above the ground, he would be exempt. In this case, he is liable because this is the way Bnei Kahas transported the kelim. So the victorious turtle held his trophy high above ten tefachim Rishus Rabbim and guarded his winnings in front of him, which reminds us, the following Mishnah states that if one intended to take an object out in front of him, but in mid-transfer it slipped behind him, he's exempt. However, if he intended to take the object out behind him and it slipped in front of him, he is liable. Rava explains that in the first case, when the person carried the object out in front of him, his intent was a good shmir, was to guard it well. Since it slipped behind him, it was guarded poorly. Since his initial machshava, his initial thought was not fulfilled, Rashi says it's a case of misasek. In the second case, where the person carried the object behind him, he only intended a minimal guarding, a minimal shmir. When it slipped in front, it resulted in even a better guarding, making him liable since he was pleased with the result. So the victorious turtle held his trophy high above ten tefachim and Rishus Rabbim and guarded his winnings in front of him, while the rabbit carried a massive carrot home together with his friend. Which reminds us, the following Mishnah introduces a machlokes tanaim in a case where two people carry out an object that neither individual could carry alone. The Tana Kama holds that they are both liable. Rabbi Shimon says they're both exempt. And the Gemara brings a brisa that states that if one person was capable of carrying the object alone and the other one was not capable, then everyone will agree that he is liable. And the Gemara on the following daf will clarify which one is liable. So once again, the victorious turtle held his trophy high above ten tefachim and Rishus Rabbim and guarded his winnings in front of him, while the rabbit carried a massive carrot home together with his friend. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.